This is Stephanie Van Hook of the Meta Center for Nonviolence, and we have challenged Michael Nagler to explain the six segments of the roadmap in 6 minutes or less. Let's see if he can do it. So tell us about the wedges of the roadmap.
The six wedges of the roadmap took really quite a few years and conversation to develop, and we feel confident that virtually any project, any issue that people are working on that has any kind of progressive potential could fit easily into one of the six wedges. What's unique about roadmap is that we put the new story creation at the top dead center, because we believe that it's a fundamental thing that underlies all the other changes is to shift the paradigm, shift the explanation of the world that we're operating from, and especially shift upwards our concept of who we are as human beings. Now, like all the other six wedges or sectors, the three subsectors are just there for example. They're kind of arbitrary. You can use them or not as you wish, but we did put quite a bit of time into developing what was typical and kind of comprehensive on the sub-wedges. So moving around to 2 o'clock, of course, we have the sector on peace, and we have divided that into three subsectors as well. Like all the other wedges, you'll see that it touches upon personal empowerment at the center, moves into constructive program, and then from there into satyagraha or nonviolent resistance where that is necessary. So in this peace sector, what we're basically thinking of are problems in the international arena. So, but they would be approached through things like disarmament and demilitarization. Moving around to 4 o'clock, we come back into the domestic arena and we talk about democracy and social justice. That is going to be a packed sector with a lot of different issues that we're all concerned with intersecting in it, issues of, you know, gender and racism. But we would save the economy for 6 o'clock, the bottom sector, which is called Vibrant and Sound Economies. And this is a very kind of fun sector to think about because we can talk about all of the alternative economic models that are out there, the Mondragon cooperatives, and of course, a very big topic within Vibrant and Sound Economies is the question of Gandhian economics, which we think highly of here at the Meta Center, and which we think really is grounded in the basic issue surrounding economic reform, which is, do we perpetuate an economy based on wants, which Gandhi decried back in 1909, or do we migrate, transform over to an economy based on human needs, which would liberate us from the exploitation of the environment and so forth. Speaking of the environment, over here at 8 o'clock, we have climate protection. And many of you will have wondered why we have two sectors, or one-third of the pie, one-third of the mandala, dedicated to environmental issues, and why we have climate protection separate. Well, it's because of the urgency. It's because, in a way, there's a parallel, inverse relationship between climate protection and new story creation. Nothing else is going to work unless we have new story creation. But there's some time, it will take some time to change our image of who we are and what the planet is. Nothing else is going to work if we don't fix the destruction of the planetary climate. That is not going to take a lot of time. That's really extremely urgent and extremely important. And we felt that we will actually probably end up recommending, when the strategic conversations have developed fully, we will probably end up recommending that people working in climate protection, even if they're doing satyagraha or direct resistance, they keep on doing what they're doing. There are a range of other environmental issues Of course, environment is a general area that has attracted the most activists and the most theorists so far. So finally, at 10 o'clock, we move to the most common, best understood sector of the mandala, which is environment. And I think this is so well understood that I don't need to make any further comment about it. So that's it. We have walked around the clock. We have been through the mandala. Those are the six sectors. That's a sketch of the rationalization behind them. Again, we feel that there is no serious issue that people care about or working on that could not be fitted into this model. But it was convenient, and it does serve to pull them all together into a single image. Thank you very much.